Tony Strong is using a dip net to catch hooligan, a small smelt fish in the Chilkoot River.
And that rock creates a small back eddy, and that's where the fish will come up to and get a little rest. That's where I can capture them.
Strong fills his net with a practiced hand. He's been out in the water for a while, but his clothes are still clean and dry. His mother and grandmother taught him how to harvest the fish when he was a little boy. He's got 3 15-gallon buckets he's filling with the silver and black fish. The fish have been running for about a week, but they won't be around much longer.
So we smoke it, we dry it, we freeze it, and various other things. Eat it right quick.
Hooligan don't run everywhere. That's why a couple of these buckets will be on a plane this afternoon.
And then I'm going to send 15 gallons down to Juneau to a cousin whose family is from Tlaquan. That's what I'm doing, is gathering for her. Then I'll come back tomorrow and get for myself.
He's not the only one out fishing. Two girls walk barefoot up the bank carrying big buckets of fish, and gulls swarm the river. Humpbacks feed in the inlet, and upstream, otters are catching hooligan too.
As well as being a very important subsistence food source, they're also incredibly important for marine mammals and seabirds.
Meredith Pokart is the director of the Tokchinook Watershed Council.
And it's a huge food source for these animals and for sea lions in particular. So it's a really vital piece of our whole ecosystem. And so culturally, we're looking at this from the subsistence side, but also ecologically, it's a very important food source.
That's why the Tokchinook Watershed Council partnered with the Chilkoot Indian Association, or CIA, about a decade ago. They're helping them with their hooligan study.
Prior to 2010, there was zero population data for the North Inland Canal, and so that was why this study started, is just to gather that baseline population data.
Back then, NOAA Fisheries had just declared the hooligan a threatened species down south. They're protected under the Endangered Species Act from British Columbia to Northern California. The populations up here in the Upper Lynn Canal aren't threatened. They aren't managed either. So the Chilkoot Indian Association decided to start keeping track. Hooligan don't always come back to the same river to spawn.
It's interesting to see some of the different dynamics of how rivers fluctuate across the region and which rivers are maybe having larger runs on a given year.
The Chilkoot is having a big run this year, and Pokart says there's a lot of activity on the Farabee River and at Tysinke Harbor. The Chilkat and Katsahin aren't seeing as many fish.
Not scientists.
We're not the ones with the number.
We're just the worker drones.
We're
laborers.
Mike Binky, Corey Grant, and Danny Willard are catching hooligan for the population study. They stand over plastic buckets armed with small clippers. The fish wriggle in water that's milky with eggs.
These are the eggs.
Eggs.
Mm-hmm. They're currently fish spawning. Eggs. So as you pick them up, they'll squirm and they'll squirt
out. Yeah, they squirt out.
But these aren't fish to eat. They're clipping the adipose fin, then letting them swim on upriver. They count each fish they clip.
So every 10 clips, we make a click.
Okay.
And then we write all those down, and then they find out somehow through that way the average amount of fish that's come through the river.
Upriver, there's another team also counting fish. They keep track of how many clipped fish they find, so they can extrapolate the total number of fish on the river.
Nobody really knows these guys' life cycle.
Ted Hart is the fisheries specialist for CIA.
Well, we're trying to get an age, trying to figure out when they spawn. Do they spawn multiple times? Do they go back out to the ocean? Where did they go? But it's still hard to say, so we're just going to keep gathering information, and then we'll start to see these trends. They'll be a little more visible.
He's working on a newer part of the study. He collects environmental DNA, or eDNA. He takes a boat to gather water samples from other rivers in the region, then sends the samples to a lab in Oregon. They can determine how many fish are in the water just by testing it. It's a way to get a broader regional understanding of where the fish go every year, and it works better on wide or braided rivers, where it's hard to get a solid count by hand. The hooligan may be mysterious, but back on the Chilkoot, Tony Strong knows one thing for sure.
It's delicious. It's an acquired taste.
He shields his eyes against the sun and waves at some friends on the bridge. Gulls sweep overhead, aiming for the dark spots of the river, where the water is black with fish. In Haines, I'm Claire Strumpel.